the Sam Bradford trade comes down to you. What's the immediate thought process of how to get the rookie ready?
You know, one step at a time. I mean, it's a long process that started, you know, the day we drafted Carson. That preparation process starts, and, you know, it just continues with obviously a different role from him moving from third team up to first team. No one was expecting it, but you look every move that gets made, you look forward to the moves that are made. You look forward to working with the guys that are going to be here, and so that's the mindset going forward. Yeah, I mean that's why he's here. That's, you know, there were when you look and evaluate Carson in the process, you know, if there's 5 to 7 key boxes that you're trying to check off for a guy that can come in and be an elite quarterback, he checks off all the boxes. And, you know, furthermore, if you're scoring on all those boxes on a 1 to 10 scale, he scores 9 or 10 on a lot of those boxes. And but all that being said, it's probably the most difficult position to play in sports, and there's so many factors that go into it that there's no doubt in my mind he's ready to play. But there's so many factors that can happen, and we'll see how it all plays out. We're just very confident and excited about what's coming up.
Was there a moment over the last 3 weeks or so where you realized, hey, this kid's ready, and when this came down from the personnel department, where you felt comfortable going to Carson?
I felt he's – when we evaluated him, I felt he was always ready. That didn't always mean, you know – I was always 100% behind Coach Peterson's plan. I thought it was a great plan. I think that plan was working out exactly how Coach Peterson wanted it to work out. And I think the steadfastness of his leadership and the vision that he had was playing out just how he envisioned it. Nobody can predict the things that happens and the moves that you have to make that you think that Howie and Doug had to make to think what was best for the team at the time. You can't predict some of those things. But I think Doug's leadership was clear and the vision was good, and now you just adapt. And, you know, that's the ongoing part of this business that you have to be able to do. And I've always felt that whenever Carson got his chance, whether it was next year or game 3 or game 10, I've always felt he would be ready, or game 1, I feel he'll be ready.
What happens on some days that he can't prepare for, he can't simulate?
You know, just the ebb and flow of the game, you know, the ups and downs, the speed of the game, you know, he's seeing it against our defense all the time. I mean, not that it's live. Some guys just have that. Just some guys have what it takes. Some guys can translate it. It doesn't matter what level you've played on. You have qualities that make you a great player, and that's what we think we have in Carson. But he's like anybody else. He has to go out and prove it. And it's a long season. It begins this Sunday, and we're all excited about that.
When you say you start as a 9 or 10 on the boxes, all those boxes today?
I mean, a lot of, you know, he's 6'5", 240 pounds, and he's got very, very good athletic ability for the position. I mean, for any position, but this is a big man's game. This is a physical game. This is a game that, you know, and so when you have that kind of athleticism and that kind of size, and then you work that along with what I would say very high grades in processing speed and intelligence, and then leadership and, you know, and playmaking ability, and all those other X factors, I just think that's a good form. Those are a lot of good things to check off. Yeah, and just to continue to build. You know, I mean, we've said before, when he's out on the field, I think defenses know he's on the field. I think our quarterbacks know I think our whole team knows he's on the field. He's that kind of a presence. So, you know, we have playmakers. It comes down to playmakers. And really the way we define that is, how do you make an explosive play on first or second down? And then playmaking really gets defined on third down and in the red zone, keeping drives alive and getting the ball in the end zone. And that's where, you know, if you're going to start to piecemeal a guy in who has that kind of ability, you know, you want him to be, you know, they want to be difference-making kind of plays. So those will be key.
We saw that play in Indianapolis, you know, the jump ball. That's all about timing. I mean, how often has Carson and Doriel worked on that?
you know, throwing a fade ball is, yeah, there's a certain thing you got to throw it to the same guy again and again, but some of it is a fade ball is a fade ball, and some quarterbacks have a natural touch and feel for it. I think Carson loves throwing the fade ball, has a natural touch and feel for it. So the confidence will build with a guy like DGB more and more you throw it to him. But some of it is just DGB's ability to go up and get it. He's been doing this for a long time. So he's been running those kind of routes for a long time. So it's a quick transition, I think. You know, I coached with Ray for 1 year in Arizona. So, you know, he's from that Pitts, you know, he's from that Dick LeBeau tree. I have a lot of respect for Ray's a really good football coach, know him well. And, you know, he has a pretty sophisticated blitz package, you know, that Pittsburgh has always had and that Ray has put his own little twist on it. And he's, you know, not afraid to be aggressive and attack, but just very well coached, very good schemes for a lot of years.
They have like 17 rookies on their roster and I think like 10, 7 of their guys
A little bit, you know, because part of the game is scheme, part of the game is matchups. You know, when you play earlier in the year, you just don't have as much tape on teams as obviously as you do when you get into it further. But, you know, you get what you can. They have the same problem. They have the same problem looking at us. So, you know, that's just part of the nature of it.
Doug Hughes talked about with Carson Wentz not fighting for that extra yard right now. It's not the NFC title game. With a guy with his ability to run, how much do you need to manage within his game to not fight for that extra yard because your mentality takes over in the heat of the moment?
You know, I think that, you know, I know Coach has been talking to Carson about that from the day he got here. I know I've been talking to him about that, and so has Coach DeFilippo. So, you know, I mean, Carson hasn't played as much in preseason as we all thought he was going to play to show that he's kind of got that message. So we'll see. I mean, I think he has gotten the message. I think he's a very smart guy, and he understands the role and responsibility that he has to stay, to give himself the best chance to stay healthy. And, you know, and I expect him to do that. Now, you know, I mean, he is who he is. So sometimes you're going to try to make an aggressive play, but I think we'll see that he's gotten that message.
Are there options at fullback now that Chris Pentale didn't make the roster?
You know, we'll mix some things up. You know, we'll use our three tight end package in ways that we have always used it and that you see. You can always move Trey back there. We can find other offensive or defensive linemen to kind of put back there in specialty situations. So, you know, we'll just continue to build that fullback package small piece by piece as we go. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a good thing about a guy who's been around playing at a high level as long as Sproles has been. A lot of things on tape, you know the kind of routes that he's good at, know how we can isolate him and use his strengths and certainly plan on trying to do that in every way we can.
Right, for Carson's first game, do you have to balance a little bit getting the game plan ready but maybe keeping something simple, especially because he didn't get to play much in the preseason?
Yeah, and I think that would have been most teams' game plan for week one is, you know, you've got all this install in training camp. You know, you've run all your base offense. You don't show a whole lot in preseason. So, you know, you want to keep it simple and play fast. So that would have been the case anyway, no matter who was playing quarterback. Certainly it's true with Carson, but that's for all of our players. And I don't think the amount of stuff that's in the plan is going to be an issue for Carson. I mean, the guy is, I can't emphasize how smart this guy is. I mean, he is off the charts smart, just plain smart. I mean, you know, like smart. But then on top of that, the football IQ and the acumen is just way high.
What's the concern that comes with having him start so early?
What's the biggest
concern for you at having him start so early?
Like any young player, trying to do too much too fast, trying to understand that not every play is the play of the game, you know, that you got to sometimes live to play another play. So, and use the guy and don't, this is true for any young player, you don't have to be the hero. You know, you don't have to be the hero. Just play good football. Be disciplined. You know, you can be a great instinctive athlete and be able to do all kinds of things, but you still have to play good, disciplined football. Play within the system. You've got good players around you. You're on a good team. You're in a good organization. Just do your job and do it well. Execute. You know, Coach Stout says all the time, you know, execution fuels emotion. You know, we know he's a passionate, high-energy guy. Well, there's nothing that builds excitement and energy and passion on the football field like execution. So at the end of the day, you can bring all those things to the table, but you have to execute the offense play by play, first down by first down, and then, you know, get the ball in the end zone. And so we just want to keep it simple, keep focused on executing. Execute the offense, whatever it calls for. Doug's brought a great system. We've got a lot of reps in it, a lot of mental reps, a lot of tape study. Just run our offense and execute it well, and good things will happen. Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that jumps out the first time I watched Carson's college tape was, you know, he just his size and his strength and his athleticism, you know, just make him, and then just this natural playmaking ability, you know, just had that instinct and feel that you look for in a guy, and it just wasn't a guy who was big and strong and could run and was athletic. This was a guy that you could tell was in control when you watched his film and. You look at his body movements, you know, you look at the body language. You know, when you're around this game a long time and you've seen the elite guys do it a long time, there's a body language, there's body movements. There's certain, you know, you watch 80 plays in a college game and then there's 10 plays that you say, no one else can do that. And that's what an NFL quarterback looks like. And that's just what continually jumped off the tape. You know, you watch 10 games and each game there's 10 plays that you say, that's what makes him the number two pick in the draft. And that's, you know, he gets a chance to show that now at the next level.